Hi, good morning. It's Rodney from Family First.
Yeah, hi Romney, it's Tamiti. I
Hey,
so I
Tamini.
just wanted to ask you real quick for an update with Miss Drexel Mortal.
Drexel Mortal. Yeah, let me know.
So she had called me stating that so her services do stop on 9:30. That I do see here, but I don't understand why they didn't get paid. Well, why the caregiver didn't get paid or is not getting paid.
Oh yeah, I did document this because I mean on our side, I mean she had moved to New Jersey like for around 3 weeks ago and she didn't tell us anything. And I notified Jonah via Smartsheets and told me like, girl, like I mean we cannot pay for them than today. She did just told me about that on the 27th of August that she was able to call me. And literally on the 26th, a day before, I made a monthly call and she told me, yeah, I live in the same place there in Philadelphia. But 27, she suddenly like, yeah, I'm just opening up to get everyone involved and know that I already moved so many months, so many weeks ago to New Jersey. And I said, like, girl, like, we do not serve in New Jersey, and we do not service New Jersey. I mean, services must stop because I mean, like, we don't cover until I mean until that point. You move, you just confirm me that, and I made it clear like, Davo, your caregiver cannot continue clocking in out. And either way, something funny is that I asked her about Davo after I confront her about that fact. He said like, I had nothing to do with him. If you want to ask something about him, call him directly, but that will continue clocking in from Philadelphia. So you know how things keep going. And I literally like just put the whole note and documented that part on Smartsheets. And Jonah did not think twice and he just discharged the case. Like, what's it for?
So that's so he so it is discharged.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so I'm gonna just let her know because she's someone that I used to have on my case, so she kind of called me, but I didn't know anything that was going on with it. I mean, I just think that she still can receive services till the 30th, but if we're not able to do it, we just can't do it, and it's nothing that, we can do about that.
Exactly. She called me, I guess, on Thursday, Friday, telling me like, hey, you were supposed to give me a call back on saying like why, like what can I do from now? But I literally on that Wednesday, the 27th, that I had a conversation with her, I told her, you must call your insurance company, notify them that you moved, and they will tell you whatever, I mean, what new agencies they have available in your area and like what fits better with your waiver and plan, whatever. But like, they will assist you on that. But she expected
Yeah, that's
me.
what she said she was doing today, that she was on her way now to the county assistance office or something.
Exactly. But she expected me to tell her which agencies, I mean, where to
Oh, okay.
go and stuff.
Yeah.
On Thursday, Friday, because I guess that as per the eyes of the insurance company, she hasn't said all the truth because she started blaming me, like saying like, no, they said that you are supposed to give me assistance until this point, and why did he, the devil did not get paid? Like, and I said like, girl, ma'am, I just explained that to you and explained that to you back. So like, yeah, and I texted, sent a text to devil and notify him like, hey, services must stop, do not log in anymore. So like, nothing else to be done, you know.
Got you. Okay, no problem. So now I know it when she calls me back, 'cause she's expecting a call back from me. So I'll at least know now what to say. Okay. No
No
problem.
problem, Tamini. I'll
Thank you.
be
I
here and
appreciate
notify
the
you if you need
update.
me.
Okay. All right.
All right,
All
take
right,
care.
bye-bye. All right.